Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are here in Alpharetta, not in our normal home inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway, but we're looking forward to the day when we can get back there. In the meantime, if you have a need for more personal service for your business, well, Renaissance is a good place to go. I know that personally because I deal with them myself, and I've got clients that deal with them, and they actually have bankers there that answer the phone with like real voices, and they've got real people there. And isn't that a nice thing in the automated world we live in, particularly when it comes to banking. So if that's what you're looking for your small business, go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office. They've got 200 across the South waiting and ready to serve you. Call them, make an appointment, and go see them. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Cheryl LaPlace, and Cheryl is with Insperity. Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here with you.
Well, thank you. So tell folks a little bit about you and tell folks about Insperity. How are you serving the market out there?
Thank you. I am an HR specialist, and I work alongside other people on my team to serve clients that are generally small to mid-sized companies. And we currently provide professional employee organization services to over 100,000 businesses, really touching over 2 million employees across the U.S. And what we do as a professional employee organization is to allow companies to focus on their business. We take the employment law compliance, the payroll burdens, the employer tax filings, benefits management, claim resolutions, and a host of other things off their plate so that business owners can focus on their business, on growing and prospering their businesses.
Now, you mentioned professional employment organization, also known as PEO, right?
Yes. Okay. That's the affectionate term, PEO.
Right. That's for people like me that can't say all those three big long words. But talk about why a PEO and what the value of a PEO is for a business.
Okay. So Insperity is the originator of that PEO model, and we've been doing it for over 34 years. What we do is set up what we call a co-employment relationship so that the business, Insperity, and the employee have that employment relationship. We take the administrative burden for most of the HR functions off the plates of business owners so that they can focus on, again, growing and prospering their businesses. In my role as an HR specialist, for example, I work with clients to ensure that they have the right policies or handbooks in place, to ensure that they are properly handling employee relation issues to mitigate risks, basically to keep them out of court. I do liability management training. I help them with harassment and discrimination prevention, preparing supervisors and managers for their supervisory role and giving feedback to employees. But I work alongside a team of folks who love doing what they do. So we have specialists in every imaginable area. If there's a workers' comp issue, we have a team of workers' comp experts that love doing workers' comp. If it's unemployment, we have an unemployment team that helps with unemployment issues and so forth. But in my role, I get to learn the culture of a company, be able to assess the climate, and help them with their specific HR strategy so that they're able to grow and prosper that business.
Now, you mentioned a few things there that are easy to say, harder to deal with in reality, like a workers' mm-hmm. comp claim or like making sure that all your payroll taxes are paid. I mean, you're dealing with some really nitty-gritty issues that most business owners do not want to deal with.
Yes. And usually when we hear from a small or medium-sized company, it's when they start to feel those pains, the pain points of either risk management or dealing with some government compliance, or they're having trouble competing with large companies to attract and retain talent. So by becoming a part of the PEO model, you're able to offer big company benefits as a small company. We are able to help you with competing with medical and dental and vision insurance, providing 401k plans, disability insurance, and then even things like education assistance or adoption assistance, things that larger companies are able to provide and remain competitive. It helps a small company to be able to compete with those larger companies for talent.
And I think some businesses assume that because there's right now we're in a, you know, COVID-19 environment where unemployment is higher, I think maybe some businesses assume that maybe it's easier to find people. But depending on what business you're in, what industry you're in, it's still just as difficult, right? And so having the kinds of big company benefits that you're talking about could be the difference between getting the person you want and the one that you miss out on.
It often is. And even during thriving times, big companies are recruiting the best talent that they possibly can. So if you have really good folks, you want to be able to keep them on board by providing those benefits. Benefits is right up there along with pay rate in terms of what employees consider in taking a job or switching jobs. So we're able to help with even recruiting for companies that need that service.
Folks, over here with Cheryl Laplace, and she is a senior human resource specialist with Insperity. So let's talk a little bit about the role of a third-party advisor, a trusted third-party advisor that you bring to the table for a company. Talk about how important that is.
Okay, well, thanks for asking that. One of the concerns small businesses have with even embracing the PEO model is that they often feel like they may have to give up control or the decision-making ability as being an owner. But nothing could be further from the truth. We are here to provide guidance. When new laws are being considered, we keep our finger on the pulse of those changes so that we are ahead of it. When it came to the coronavirus response, for example, and the PPP, we were able to provide reports and support services to our clients to help them through that process. So we don't take over a business. We give guidance. We provide resources. We walk hand in hand with them through those difficult decisions during a time like a pandemic or other even natural disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes. We provide services to help our clients through that, whether it's through our employee assistance program or other resources that we make available. So businesses don't have to give up control of the decision making, but they have a trusted partner to help them navigate through the difficult times. We have resources readily available, and then you have someone that you work with hand in hand to help make the decisions that are tough, that might keep a business owner up at night otherwise.
Now, you mentioned, you know, having that partner that's there kind of hand in hand. One of the terms you mentioned was co-employment. And for those that don't know what the PEO model is, that's probably a new term. Why don't you describe that, what that means for me as a business owner or the company I run?
Okay. To make it really plain, it's called we have skin in the game. So when we give guidance on an issue, you can trust that the guidance is the best possible because we are liable to some degree along with that business owner. So where some other companies may offer similar services to what Insperity offers, they may not share in the risk and the liability involved in some of those decisions. So there may be a more cavalier approach to the guidance that may be given, whether it's followed whether there's understanding of the why behind the guidance being given. So we have skin in the game. We make sure that the guidance that's being provided is based on the most up-to-date knowledge. We are using the most current technology to help deliver services. We are as involved as a company wants us to be, but we're certainly in it with them all the way.
So let's get into the specifics of that, though. I mean, let's say I as a business owner, I'm looking to terminate an employee. Maybe I've got a workers' comp claim. I mean, I'm trying to think of those issues where, you know, there's some mm-hmm. potential big legal liability for me. You guide me through what I need to do to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, to use a cliche.
Absolutely. So some clients have an HR person on hand and they use us more as a resource to make sure they stay abreast of all the changes, have the most up-to-date information. And some of them for the medical and the payroll services that we provide. But there are some clients, especially the smaller ones, who have no HR experience. They're really trying to build their widgets or whatever their service or business is. And they kind of have to just follow the laws, right? They're still required to be compliant. And it's not an area that they're comfortable with or even have interest in. So by having an Insperity partner, you have people who do that for a living. This is what we do. So I do HR. I have teammates that do payroll or medical management. We have people that specialize. They love what they do. And you get the best of each area of expertise. So a client may have a particular issue. You mentioned, you know, let's say an employee relation issue, crossing the T's, dotting the I's. By having that conversation up front about what those issues are, they're able to get the best guidance to make sure that we mitigate risks, that the best possible outcome is had at the end of that tunnel.
And the stakes on this are high. So, yeah, I mean, I've heard some harrowing numbers in terms of what the average employment-related court case cost to business.
The numbers are astounding. That's correct. And I don't have the statistics in front of me, but they are just the EEOC website click away. But what we do to avoid being a part of those numbers is really what we're describing here, working hand in hand with our business owners to make sure that the best decisions are made and that there's understanding as to why the guidance is the way it is.
Folks, we're here.
We help to keep them out of the stats.
That's a worthy thing to be doing for sure. Folks, as we speak with Cheryl LaPosse, and Cheryl is a senior human resource specialist at Insperity. Cheryl, let's step back for a second, talk about you. I'm interested in you and your career journey. I mean, why HR? Why Insperity?
Okay, I've had a variety of career experiences, I would say. I've been an entrepreneur. I've worked with huge multinational companies. I've worked with small companies. So I believe it gives me a good perspective when I'm working with clients of different sizes. I love HR. So that's why I do HR. I've had other opportunities and I've actually passed them up. And I sought out Insperity because they were consistently on the best employer list. Mm. And I said, I finally want to work for a company that wants to get it right and wants their employees to be happy. And I sought them out, sought an opportunity, and here I am 5 years later.
That's awesome. So talk about the competitive advantage that you see companies having that have a PEO, that competitive advantage that they have because of that relationship.
So because of the relationship with Insperity, companies, again, are able to compete with larger organizations in attracting talent. So they're able to offer the types of benefits that, generally speaking, a small company would not be able to offer. You're in a pool with, you know, over 100,000 other businesses with over 2 million employees. So that gives us leverage on your behalf. in terms of offering you the very best, the cutting edge services and technology that's available in this arena. The competitive advantage is you're able to focus on your business, right? You're able to focus on the thing that you are passionate about, the thing that made you get into business in the first place. And we're able to take the things that we're passionate about, whether it's helping with employee relation issues or unemployment or managing benefit claims, dealing with employment law, compliance, running payroll accurately and properly and consistently for you, all the things that cause headaches for small business owners who didn't get into the business to do those things. We're able to take that away so that you can focus on your business, the thing that you're passionate about. That alone helps business owners to be happier, but also through the services that we offer, like I said, the medical, the dental, the vision, the 401k, the disability, education assistance and adoption assistance, employee assistance plans. These are things that big companies are able to offer and small companies generally aren't. By being in a relationship with Insperity, you're able to offer just as competitive and robust a package to your employees as really large corporations can.
So let's say I'm a small to medium-sized business. I'm intrigued. You know, maybe I've got an internal bookkeeper, or maybe I've got an outside payroll service. Maybe I've got, you know, some combination of all those things. I mean, but how do I know when it's the right time to start working with a PEO?
Today is the right time. Right now.
Somehow did I know you were going to say that?
But generally speaking, it's the point where the pain of having to manage those things or the risks with not managing it properly causes a business owner to maybe lose some sleep, or you're spending an inordinate amount of time focusing on these things as opposed to the things that will help you grow the business. Those are usually the times where we see that happen, or there's some growth and you're unable to keep up with the demands, whether with the payroll requirements or being able to keep up with the benefits that a company would need to offer to attract new employees or keep the ones that they already have. But usually there's some pain involved when a company finally says, you know what, we really need to get some help. And we do have some folks that may have payroll over here and benefits over there, and it's a lot to manage all those pieces. It helps to have them all under one umbrella where you have a dedicated team that knows your business and understands what your goals are and can try to help you get there.
So how does it work? It's, let's say I decide, okay, Cheryl, I'm in. How does it work in terms of how I get started and then how I work with you on an ongoing basis?
So depending on the size of the business, we have teams that are dedicated to meet the particular needs of that size business. So for a smaller business, you would have a dedicated person who does what I do, but their focus is on really smaller companies. The companies that I serve tend to be between 30 to 150 employees, and I get to know them. I'm client facing. I go and meet the leadership. I may meet the staff. I come in and do training. I get to know the culture. And they have a dedicated team. When they call me, I don't have to ask, who is this and what's your client number? I know who Bob is. I know who John is. I know who Mary is. And I know what the particular situations are within the organization, so that when there's something going on, I understand it in the context of the culture and the climate and their goals. They also have a dedicated client liaison, someone who they can punt any other issues. Hey, what do I do about this? And where do I go for that? So they don't ever have to keep a long list of phone numbers. Here's who I call for a benefits issue. Here's who I call for unemployment or workers' comp. You have a core team dedicated to you, and we work with the folks behind the scenes to get you what you need. And then if you're larger than 150 employees, we have a team whose focus is on a larger employer. And the resources are dedicated and allocated based on the number of employees, because we found that that's the best way to meet the needs of a company of that particular size. for the North Fulton area, I can share a phone number if a company was interested in reaching out.
Sure.
Or if they had some interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's 770-462-4873. But no matter where you are in the country, you can go into www.insperity.com and you'll find links there to help you get an assessment of how we can help your business. And we are able to do comparisons with you. Sometimes we hear, oh, we have quotes from this other organization, and we're able to help you compare apples to apples so that you are looking and making the best decision.
So I take it, and I'm glad you brought this up, because it sounds like your Insperity is a big company dealing with, you said, over 100,000 businesses, you know, over $4 billion in revenue. And I think small to medium-sized businesses think, I'm going to get lost in there. But what you're saying is you've got a whole network of offices, local offices, that people deal with other people directly, as opposed to folks that all they know is looking up a client number.
That's correct. You have a dedicated team, and we know you. We know your name. We know your employees. We know your culture, your climate, and we try to help you with your HR strategy. And we are with you step by step, hand in hand, to help accomplish those goals. One of the things that we often do, and right before this interview with you, I was on a call with a client where we are discussing a climate survey. So even when companies think they're doing great, we can come in and conduct a climate survey and find out what employees really, really think, what they really see as opportunities for improvement. And then we help develop an HR strategy around those opportunities. And we help businesses celebrate where they're doing really great. And we help them identify and address the areas where they could use some improvement. So yes, you're not just a number to us. We develop relationships. We know the players, and we understand what it is you're trying to accomplish as a small business.
Great work here from Cheryl Laplace, and she is with Insperity. She's a senior human resource specialist there. Cheryl, this has been great. I want to get to, though, what I think most people want to know at this point that have heard this interview, your contact information. You gave the phone number, but why don't you repeat that for those that would like more information, and also for people outside the North Fulton area, because we go all over the place. We obviously are listened to by folks in North Fulton, but give it for those that aren't in North Fulton as well.
Okay. Our website is www.insperity.com. We have offices across the United States. And for the phone number in our North Fulton area, it's 770-462-4873.
Cheryl Laplace, folks, with Insperity. Cheryl, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, as we wrap up here, just a quick reminder that if you've got some issues that involve administrative tasks for your business that you also need to outsource, maybe you've got a bookkeeping problem, maybe you've got a marketing problem, well, go give Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels a call. Now, Essie has a whole team of angels, and what they do is they fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And it's all based on your problem, and Essie matches the right angel with your problem. So give her a call at 770-442-9246, and she'll be glad to help you. And I know of the work she does personally, and I endorse her. Folks, you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is a search term. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify. We're on all of them. So we'd love it if you would find the show on your favorite app, subscribe, give us a nice review, because it helps folks find the show, and it helps folks that might be looking for business leaders like Cheryl. It helps them find the show. So that would be great if you would help us that way. And also go connect with us on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Cheryl Laplace, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.